Hello， 晚安。我们非常高兴回到台湾来，盼望能在你的面前，在主的面前能释放他。We are very happy this morning to be with you and to share in the things of the Lord.
我们今天早上很高兴能够在这个地方跟大家一同分享从主那个地方来的恩典。
We're looking forward to the coming week when we can all be together in the summer conference.
我们正在盼望要来的这一周，在这一周里面，我们要在领头共同度过一个夏令会。
And I hope that many of you are going to be able to come and we can get better acquainted again.
我希望在座的能够有许多人可以参加这个聚会，好让我们大家能够更多的增加彼此的认识。
Now this morning, I would like to speak to you about the greatest physician.
今天早上我要跟大家讲的题目就是神乎其技的一位大医生。
When you are sick, you're interested in finding the best physician.
当你生病的时候，你就欢喜找一个最好的医生。
Now, we may be tempted to look for a doctor who does not charge as much as another doctor.
我们很可能呢，希望找一位医生，他的收费不会像别的医生那样敲竹杠。
Sometimes we seek out the doctor who is nearby for convenience sake.
有的时候我们会为了方便的缘故就近找一位医生。
But when we are really sick, we're willing to go long distances and pay unusual money, sums of money, if we can only get well.
那但是在我们真正病得很厉害的时候，我们如果能够得到痊愈的话，即使要我们付上很特别大的代价到远方去求医，我们也在所不惜。
Many sick foreigners are traveling to Taiwan to receive acupuncture.
很多有病的外国人到台湾来接受针灸治疗。
Some patients even travel to foreign countries to get drugs that are not available otherwise.
也有一些病人出国到外面去就医，因为有一些药品在他们生病的地方找不到。
But the most important question really is, who is your doctor?
但是最最要紧的一个问题就是谁是你的医生？
Well, I came to Taipei 20 years ago and applied for my license.
我在20年以前到台北申请一个医师执照。
Now, I have my American and also my Chinese license to practice medicine, but that does not make me a good doctor.
我虽然又有美国的医师执照，又有中国的医师执照，能够行医，但是这件事并不能够使我成为一个好医生。
You must ask a question, and the question is not where did the doctor go to school?
那么你要问的问题不是这个医生是在哪一个地方毕业出来的。
Not how wise is this doctor?
也不是这位医生他有多聪明。
But the most important question of all is, do his patients get well?
最最要紧的一个问题就是这位医生的病人是不是能够得到痊愈。
Now, if the doctor is always burying his mistakes, then patients need to seek out a more competent doctor.
假如啊, 一个医生, 老是, 犯错误的话, 那么他的病人就需要另外找一个高明一点的医生。
This morning, I would like to tell you about the most important, the greatest doctor I have ever met.
我今天早上要介绍一位我曾经认识的一位最要紧、最高明的医生给大家。
Now, he is the most famous because he has had the greatest results.
他之所以大名鼎鼎啊, 因为他有很好的表现。
He is also really famous because of the place from where he came.
他另外一个有名的原因呢, 是他来的地方与众不同。
And he's also famous because he has authority.
他另外一个有名的原因, 是因为他有权柄。
And he also has the ability to absolutely cure the sick.
同时他有能力可以让人绝对的得到治疗。
He's the Lord Jesus Christ.
他就是主耶稣基督。
In introducing him to you this morning, I want you to listen very carefully to the way he met the need in one life.
在今天早上介绍这位医生给大家的时候, 我希望你们能够仔细的来听我讲他解决一个人
And as we read the Bible in Luke's account of this life, we shall see three important points.
在我们在路加福音读这个人的故事的时候, 我们将要看到三个重要之点。
So I would like you to turn now then in the Bible to Luke, the fifth chapter, and we will begin at verse 17.
那现在我请各位翻到路加福音第五章，我们从第十七节开始。我可以念英文,
and Tang Disheng will translate then verse by verse, starting at verse 17.
那我读英文，有唐弟兄啊，来读中文。我们从十七节开始，一节一节的来念。And
it came to pass on one of those days that he was teaching, and there were Pharisees and doctors of the law sitting by, which were come out of every village of Galilee and Judea and Jerusalem, and the power of the Lord was with him to heal.
有一天，耶稣教训人。 有法利赛人和教法师在旁边坐着，他们是从加利利各乡村和犹太并耶路撒冷来的，主的能力与耶稣同在，使他能医治病人。And
behold, men bring on a bed a man that was palsied, and they sought to bring him in and to lay him before the Lord.
有人用褥子 抬着一个摊子, 要抬进去, 放在耶稣面前。
And not finding by what way they might bring him in because of the multitude, they went up to the housetop and let him down through the tiles with his couch into the midst before Jesus.
却因人多, 寻不出法子抬进去, 就上了房顶, 从瓦间把他连褥子, 坠到当中。
And seeing their faith, he said, Man, thy sins are forgiven thee.
耶稣见他们的信心，就对摊子说, 你的罪赦。And
the scribes and the Pharisees began to reason, saying, Who is this that speaks blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God alone?
文士和巴利赛人就议论说, 说见王话的是谁呢？除了神以外，谁能赦罪？
But Jesus, perceiving their reasonings, answered and said unto them, Why reason ye in your hearts?
耶稣知道他们所议论的，就说你们心里议论的是什么呢？
whether it is easier to say, thy sins are forgiven thee, or to say, rise and walk.
不说你的罪赦,不说你起来行走,哪一样容易呢?
But that ye may know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins, he said unto him that was palsied, I say unto you, rise and take up your couch and go into your house.
但呀,叫你们知道,人子在地上有赦罪的权柄,就对孙子说,我吩咐你起来,拿你的褥子回家去吧。
And immediately he rose up before them and took up that whereon he lay and departed to his house, glorifying God.
那人当众人面前立刻起来,拿着他所看过的褥子回家去,归荣耀与神。
And amazement took hold on all, and they glorified God, and they were filled with fear, saying, We have seen strange things today.
众人都惊喜,也归荣耀于神,并且满心惧怕,说我们今日看见非常的事。So
now let's look at the three points in this passage.
我们现在就来看看这一段话里面的三个要点。The
first point is well taken from the confession of the Jewish religious leaders themselves.
第一点呢,是从那些犹太的宗教领袖,他们不打自招的话里面,我们看出来的。They
clearly state in verse 21, a universal truth or fact.
他们在21节很清楚地说出了一个举世皆知的真理或者事实。
And they said, No one can forgive sins but God alone.
他们那个意思是这样说,除了神以外,没有人能赦罪。The
Lord Jesus Christ was very rudely interrupted by some zealous friends of a sick man.
主耶稣基督被一个病人的几位热心的朋友很鲁莽地打搅了。They
were so very anxious to help their friend that they tried everything that they knew how to get their pal to Christ.
这些热心的朋友啊,他们想尽了一切所能想到的方法
The crowd was too great.
群众啊,是那样的多,
so it meant carrying their friend up to the roof of the house.
这个意思就是说他们要把他们的朋友抬到房顶上去。
And they took off the tiles and then they let their friend down with ropes.
他们把瓦揭开, 把他们的朋友用绳子坠下去。The
Lord saw their concern.
主耶稣看到他们的关切。He
noticed their faith.
他注意到他们的信心。And
their willingness to break with convention and tradition.
也看到他们那种打破传统的意愿。This
man desperately wanted and needed healing.
这个人呢, 是非常的需要希望医治。
Now, can you just imagine this man's embarrassment and disappointment when all that the Lord said to him was, Your sins are forgiven?
你能不能够想象得到,当主耶稣他所讲的话只有一句,就是你的罪赦了,这句话听到, 那个摊子的耳朵里面去,他心里面是何等的为难,是何等的失望。He
did not come to discuss his sins.
他不是来讨论他的罪孽。He
came to get healing.
他是来得医治的。He
had taken the risk in breaking up the roof of another man's house.
他甚至于啊,甘冒风险把另外 一个人家里面房子上的屋顶给他弄破了。
And just to have Jesus make a pronouncement must have left him speechless.
结果啊，当他只是耶稣宣告了一件事，这件事啊，几乎使他是无话可说。
It left the religious leaders certainly very upset with Christ.
那么耶稣做了这个宣告，使那些宗教的领袖对基督非常的关火。
They had heard correctly.
他们听得很清楚。
Jesus Christ had said that this sick man's sins were forgiven.
耶稣基督他说这个病人的罪是。
So we must ask some important questions.
所以我们要问一个很重要的问题。
What does forgiveness of sin mean?
这个罪得赦免是什么意思？
Unless we appreciate the meaning of this, we cannot understand what Christ was saying.
除非我们明白罪的意义，我们就不能够了解耶稣基督在说些什么。
Sin is failure to hit the mark.
罪就是不能够达到目标。
I enjoy archery.
我很喜欢射箭。
Any failure of the arrow to hit the center center of the target is coming short of perfection.
那如果啊，箭不能够射中靶心的话，那就是表示啊不够完美。
And if it lands over here, it's failure to be perfect.
那么，假如你的箭不能够射中靶心，而射到靶板以外面去，那就表示啊你不够完好。
Now you may come pretty close to the center.
你也许很可能呢靠近靶心，
but it's still not in the middle.
但是没有到正中央。
And anything that's short in the sight of God of His perfection is called failure, and in the Word of God it is called sin.
假如我们不能够达到这个靶心的话，在神的眼光里面就是不够完美，也就是罪。
Now in the Word of God we read that every single one of us has come short of the glory of God, has failed to hit the mark.
在圣经里面告诉我们，每一个人呢都亏缺了神的荣耀，那就是说我们没有能够达到这个中心，达到这个目标。
And that means that all men and women of all ages and everywhere are sinners.
那就是说，历世历代的男男女女都是罪人。
Did you ever try to count your sins?
你有没有试验过来计算一下你的罪孽？
Suppose you average 10 failures in one day.
假如啊，你每天那么失败十次。
That makes 3,650 in one year.
那个就会让你啊，在一年要失败3,650次。
And in 10 years is 36,500.
在十年呢，就会有36,500次。
And in 50 years, look how many thousands of mistakes and failures are before each one of us.
那么在50年当中，我们来看一看，我们要有多少次的失败，多少次的错误。
Remember the sins of omission.
那么我们要注意那种不作为的罪。
Things we should have done and we failed to do.
我们应该做的事，我们没有做。
There are sins of the mind and evil thoughts and desires.
那也有一些在心思、意念、愿望上所犯的罪。
There are sins of ignorance as well as sins of presumption.
也有一些无知的罪，就是无心之过，还有一些傲慢的罪。
There are secret sins.
还有一些隐藏的秘密的罪。
Did you ever turn a stone over and see the innumerable number of little insects as they scurry away in every direction.
你有没有把一块大石头掀开，注意到有无数的小虫子向四面八方一起飞散？
What a picture this is of hidden sins which in the light of God's presence will someday be revealed.
这就是那些隐藏的罪恶在神的光中被照明被显现的一幅图画。
Only Christ can save us from our sins.
只有基督可以救我们脱离罪孽。
Only Christ, in spite of the number, can save us from our sins.
只有耶稣不管我们犯多少罪，他能够拯救我们出罪恶。
And the sick man was no exception.
这个病人呢，也没有例外。
And Christ was going to prove the point that he was and is the greatest physician the world has ever seen.
耶稣基督要证明他过去是，现在仍然是世上的人所看见的一个最伟大的医生。
Christ said he had the power, the authority to forgive sin.
耶稣说他有能力，有权柄赦罪。
And then he used that eternal authority and power to heal that man, to demonstrate right before their eyes by healing the sick man.
然后他就用他那种永恒的权柄，永恒的能力来医治这个病人，来表示，来表示在众人的面前表示他是神。
And verse 24 tells us that he did this to prove that he had that power to forgive sin.
在24节就告诉我们，他这样做是为了证明他有这样的权柄。
This was not the first nor the last healing miracle that the Lord performed.
这件事既不是主耶稣所行的第一个神迹，也不是他所行的最后一个神迹。
But in this instance, there is no mistaking of the reason just why he healed that man.
但是在这件事上，我们却看出了耶稣基督为什么要医治这个瘫子，那是清清楚楚，一点错误都没有。He
truly is the greatest physician this universe has ever seen.
他的确是这个宇宙上所有的一位最伟大的医生。The
Lord Jesus Christ has the power to cure sick bodies.
主耶稣他有医治病人身体的能力。And
he's the only one who can cure the question of sin, forgive sin.
他也是独一无二能够医治人罪这种病的人。There
may be many other doctors who can do wonderful things.
也许还有别的医生，他们能做许多奇妙的工作。I
recently read about a very serious train accident.
我最近看到报上讲一个很惨重的火车不幸事件。Eight
doctors worked 15 hours to re-implant a leg that had been cut off by the train.
那么有八个医生组成一个小组，他们把在车祸里面被碾断了一条腿的病人，把这条腿重新给他缝合上去。And
that patient is walking today.
那个病人呢，现在已经可以行路了。And
we could say that is a modern miracle.
我们可以这样讲，这是一个现代的神迹。
But not one of those eight doctors could say to that patient, your sins are forgiven.
但是那八个医生里面却没有一位能够对病人讲你的罪赦。So
the first point is that only God can forgive sin.
所以我们要注意的第一点就是只有神可以赦免罪。And
that equates, makes equal Jesus Christ with God.
那么这个呢, 就让我们，这个就证明啊，耶稣基督与神同等。
Now, the second point is taken from verse 24.
第二点呢, 是在24节里面看出来的。
And there we read that, that you may know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sin.
那在24节我们看到是要叫你们知道人子在地上有赦罪的权柄。
So I have to ask the question, where does the Son of Man have this power to forgive?
因此我要请教一个问题，那就是耶稣啊，在什么地方有赦罪的权柄？
And the scripture says clearly that it is here upon earth that he has this power to forgive sin.
圣经讲的清清楚楚，人子在世上，在地上。
So I say to you, there's only one place that men and women can enjoy the forgiveness of sins. Forgiven.
所以我可以告诉各位,
and that place is right here upon this earth.
这个地方就是在地上。
Friends, once you leave this earth, there's no hope to have your sins forgiven.
朋友们，假如有一天你离开了这个地球，就没有再得到罪赦免的希望。
If your sins are not forgiven before you die, I'm here to warn you that there is no second chance.
假如你的罪没有在你离开世界以前得到 赦免的话，那么我要警告各位，你再没有第二次的机会。
The Bible is very clear about that.
圣经对于这件事讲得非常明白。
The Lord himself said that once you die, it is not possible, there is no other way in which you can be forgiven.
主耶稣他讲，一旦你死了，就不可能再有另外的方法让你
Oh, there's some religions that say that if you made a mistake this time, the next time around, you'll have another chance.
那么有一些宗教就这样说,假如你在这一世,这一生犯了错误,那么下一生呢,下一辈子,你也许可以有办法。
And if you fail the second time around, the third time around, you'll have another chance.
那么假如你第二个轮回再失败了，也许在第三个轮回还有机会。But
the Word of God says that's all wrong.
但是圣经告诉我们，这些说法都是错误的。There's
only one opportunity.
只有一个机会。There's
only one place.
只有一个地方。And
the place is right here in Taiwan.
这个地方就是在台湾我们所居住的地方。
为什么说在台湾有一个机会? Because that's where you live.
因为台湾是你居住的地方。We're
all procrastinators.
我们都是欢喜迟延的人。We
all find it very easy to put things off.
我们常常觉得把事情摆一摆是很方便。We
all hope for another day, another chance.
我们都希望另外一天
But no one is able to say how many more minutes we have of this life. There's only one thing that we're sure about. And that one thing is that as long as we're still on this earth, we still have a chance to have our sins forgiven.
这个世上的时候，还活在这个地上的时候，我们就有罪的赦免的机会。Dear
friends, do you know that you have your sins forgiven?
各位亲爱的朋友，你有没有让你的罪得到赦免？
Do you know that God loves you?
你知不知道神爱你？
Do you know that He loves you so much that He's made provision to have your sins forgiven?
你知道他爱你爱到这样一个程度，他做了一切的准备，好让你的罪得到赦免吗？
Every evil thing, every wrong thing in your past can be forgiven.
每一个邪恶的事，每一个错误的事，在你过去所犯的，他都
There's only one person who can forgive you. And he can forgive all of your past. There's only one place that can happen. And that's right where you live. As long as you're alive, there is a chance. If you turn to the greatest physician, he can forgive you. Only one person who can forgive you. And he can forgive all of your past. There's only one place that can happen. And that's right where you live. As long as you're alive, there is a chance. If you turn to the greatest physician, he can forgive you. When the new electric chairs were installed into the United States prisons,
当电椅安装在美国监狱里面的时候,
the method of execution by hanging became obsolete.
那个绞刑的方法就变成已经过去了.
All the condemned prisoners were very much frightened.
那些被定线的罪人都非常的害怕.
Electrocution did not seem like a pleasant way to have to pay for serious crime.
用电刑来支付我们犯严重罪恶的代价似乎不是一个很好的方法.
About that time, a woman was convicted to die for her own crime.
在差不多就在那个时候，有一个女人
and they brought her to that part of the prison known as Death Row.
他们就把这个女人下在被大家所知道的，就是以这个死囚室被大家所知道的一个地方。
The men on that death row were very shocked that the government would condemn a woman to die in this way.
在死囚室里面的 难求犯了，因为政府判定一个妇人死刑而感觉到震惊。
And so several of these condemned men offered to die in her place.
因此有几位被判刑的难囚犯就愿意替他去死。
But the judge refused their noble gesture.
但是法官拒绝了他们的好意。
Do you know why?
你知道为什么吗?
Because the men who offered to die in her place were also guilty.
因为那些愿意替他死的男囚犯也是有罪的.
They were scheduled to die for their own sin.
他们已经定期要为自己的罪被处决了.
And this woman, if she was to be saved, needed someone to die for her sin.
这个妇人 假如要想得救的话，就必须有人替他的罪死。
She needed a guiltless offer to be her substitute before she could be released from the payment of her own crime.
她要想从她自己那个罪恶里面得到释放的话，就必须要有一个无罪的来代替她献上。
Friend, the perfect substitute has already come.
各位朋友，这个完美的代替品，这个代替者已经降世了。
God himself, in human flesh, in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ, came to do just that very thing.
神自己取了一个人的形状，就是用主耶稣基督，在主耶稣基督那种人的形状里面
Romans 5:8 tells us that in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us.
在罗马书第五章第八节告诉我们，唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候 替我们死，神的爱就显明了。
In Romans 6:23, we also read that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
在罗马书第六章第二十三节告诉我们说，罪的工价乃是死，唯有神的恩赐在我们的主耶稣基督里乃是永生。
The greatest problem that man has is with his own sin-sick heart.
我们人所遭遇的一个最大的问题，就是他自己那个有了罪这种病的心。
We have the propensity to sin.
我们有犯罪的倾向。
And the greatest problem demands the greatest solution.
所以一个最大的问题就需要一个最大的方法来解决。
So God himself has resolved this dilemma.
因此神就决定了要解决这个困境。
He did it by sending his own perfect son.
他怎么样做呢？就借着差遣他的一个完美毫无缺陷的儿子来。
He is the greatest physician.
他是一个最伟大的医生。
The Lord Jesus Christ is the only one who can forgive sin.
主耶稣基督是独一无二能够赦免罪的。
He paid the ultimate price by dying as our perfect substitute.
那么他作为我们最完好的一个代替者，替我们付出了最大的代价。
He is alive after being dead 3 days.
他在死后三日又活过了。
God has raised him from the dead.
神把他从死里复活过来。
And Jesus Christ said, "Because I live, you too can live."
耶稣基督他说，因为我活着，所以你们也要活着。
He is able to offer healing and forgiveness.
他能够医治我们，也能够赦免我们。
Yes, this is the only place where you can experience salvation and forgiveness.
是的，只有地上是我们能够享受救恩与赦免这种经历的地方。
There is no place and there is no other chance once you have died.
假如我们死了，就再没有别的地方，也再没有别的机会。
There is no offer of redemption for angels and other spirits.
对天使和其他的灵没有救赎的这种恩赐。
But there is a gracious offer to men and women who are still here on earth.
但是对于仍然活在地上的男女，却有这样好的一个恩赐。
That's the main reason why I work so hard to keep the patients alive.
这就是我为什么这样辛苦要让病人能够活下去的道理所在。
When a badly injured patient is brought to the hospital, I really pray very hard to the Lord to spare that man's physical life.
当一个受伤很严重的病人被抬送到医院来的时候，我就求告我的主要保守这个人的生命。
And I ask the Lord for wisdom to know how to save this man so that he will still have a chance to have his sins forgiven.
我要求主给我智慧，让我知道怎么样去救这个人，使他能够在活着的时候还可以让他的罪得到有赦免的机会。
Some other doctors might give up earlier on an unconscious patient.
别的医生啊，很可能对于一个神志不清的病人早就放弃了。
But I am willing to work a lot longer in order to get this patient's heart beating again.
但是我却愿意那么更多的来做救他的工作，好使他的心脏能够再一次跳动。
Because I know that the Word of God says there's only one chance to have sins forgiven.
因为神的话告诉我，只有一个机会 And
once your spirit leaves this body, there's no other chance, and only judgment awaits you.
一旦灵离开了我们的身体，就没有别的机会等待我们的，就是审判。
Hebrews 9:27 tells us this very clearly.
希伯来书第九章二十七节很清楚地告诉我们。
It says, it is appointed unto men once to die, and after death comes the judgment for every man.
那一节圣经告诉我们说，按着定命，人人都有一死，死后且有审判。
Well, friends, there's only one person who can forgive sin.
各位亲爱的朋友，只有一个人，他可以赦免人的罪。
And there's only one place that that can happen, and that's right here on this earth.
也只有一个地方可以有这样的事，那就是在地上。
And then finally, there's only one time in which this can happen.
最后呢，我们要讲的就是只有一次会有这样的事。
The end of the 26th verse tells us that everyone who saw and heard Jesus Christ, who did these things before their eyes, exclaimed the following thing.
那么我们在26节看到那个地方告诉我们，那些人呢，那么目睹这样一个奇妙的神迹的人，他们表示了，说了下面的话。
They said, today we have seen strange things.
他们说，我们今日看见非常的事。
So I'd like to emphasize the today.
所以我要特别强调今日这两个字。
Only one place it can happen.
只有一个地方可以发生这样的事。
Only one person who can forgive.
只有一个人可以赦罪。
And only one opportunity, and that is today.
只有一个机会，就是今日。
There's only one time that it can happen.
只有一次可以发生这样的事。
Do you know why?
你知道为什么吗?
Well, because you cannot be sure about 5 minutes from now.
因为在离现在5分钟以后的事，你就没有把握。
You do not know what's going to happen in 5 minutes.
你不晓得5分钟以后要发生什么事。
And I don't know what's going to happen next.
我也不知道。 要发生什么事?
The only thing that we can be certain about is now.
我们能够有把握的就是现在。
The today of our experience.
就是我们经历的经历, 我们所经历的今天。
And so it's very important to make the decision now.
所以现在下决志是最要紧。
Right now in America, there are many refugees from Vietnam.
那么目前呢, 在美国有许多越南的难民。
There in America, our assembly has been trying to help a family.
在美国，我们的 教会， 那么正在想尽方法要帮助他们。
There's a Christian family of seven youngsters, seven children, and we are helping them get adjusted to life in America.
那有一个基督徒。 还有七口之家，我们的教会正在帮助他，使他能够在美国安居下来。
I was talking to the father of this big family.
那么我跟这个 家里面的 一家之主跟他讲过话。
In Vietnam, he had a big business.
在越南，他有很大的生意。
He had servants and two cars.
还有两部车，还有佣人。He
came to America and he has nothing.
他到美国来呢，是一无所有。He
told me that he thought that Vietnam would last at least 3 more years.
他告诉我，他认为越南最低限度还可以支持3年。He
was very unprepared when it fell so suddenly and swiftly.
那么越南这样突然的、这样迅速的沦亡，是他。
He had to not only leave his gold, but also many of his family members.
他不但要留下他的金银，而且要抛弃他的家人。
Well, maybe you feel secure today.
也许你今天觉得很安全。
You have a position and a job.
你有工作，在也有职务。
Maybe you have a place in school and you've been accepted into the next grade.
那么也许你在学校里面可以得到准许的升级。
Maybe you have a roof over your head and food on your table.
也许你有屋子住，也有饮食吃。
So your heart is very satisfied and you feel secure.
所以你的心里很满足，感觉到很安全。
But I'd like to ask you about tomorrow.
但是我愿意问一问你明天如何。
Do you know what's going to happen tomorrow?
你知道明天会发生什么事吗?
I don't know what's going to happen.
我不知道会发生什么。
You know that in Cambodia and in Vietnam right today, there is a tremendous bloodbath that's happening.
各位知道在高棉，在越南，今天有很多很多血洗一个城、一个市、一个乡的事。
In America, we do not read about it in the newspapers.
在美国报纸上我们看不到。
The communists are able to keep this news about the killing out of our news media.
那么共产主义，他居然有这样的能力，把这些杀人的事能够从新闻的媒体上面把它除掉，不让它见面。
But a little bit of it is trickling and coming through, and we hear about the terrible things that are happening.
但是我们也听到一些像这样的事正在发生。
So I have to ask you and myself, who can say about tomorrow?
所以我要问各位，也要问自己，谁能够说他明天将如何呢？
Life is very short.
生命非常短暂。
Accidents happen very often.
那么经常会有意外。
特别是下雨的时候， so be very careful.
所以我们要特别担心。
I have to ask you, just while we've been talking, how many thousands have left their bodies in death and gone on?
那么现在我就要请教各位，当我们在讲道的时候，有多少千千万万的人，他们的灵魂离开了他们的身体？
You cannot promise me or you cannot promise God that tomorrow or next week you will believe on Christ.
那么你不能够应许我，也不能够答应神，你下一个礼拜接受耶稣基督。
You do not know even if you will be here tonight.
你甚至不知道今天晚上还会不会在这个地方。
How can you then postpone so important a decision?
你怎么能够把这样重要的一个问题 延迟到后面去呢?
The Bible says today, if you will hear his voice, don't make your hearts hard.
那么圣经告诉我们说，你们今日若听他的话，
the Bible,
就不可硬心。
The Bible says that now is the accepted time.
圣经告诉我们说，现在正是悦纳的时候。
Today is the day of salvation.
现在。
So we invite you to accept the Lord today and make your decision sure.
所以我们就邀请各位今天就接受主耶稣，而且要下定你的决志。
Yes, there's only one person.
是的，只有一个人。
There's only one place.
只有一个地方。
And now there's only one time.
我们现在又想着只有一次。
I urge you to turn to the Lord Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sin.
我求你们转向耶稣基督，求他来医治你的罪。
But there are many obstacles in your way.
但是在你这样做的路上有许多障碍。
There may be friends and crowds of people who will prevent you from coming to Christ.
也许有朋友，有许多人，他们要拦阻你到耶稣的面前。
There may be many difficulties in getting to him.
也许你到他面前会遭遇到许多困难。
Perhaps difficulties just like that crippled man encountered with his friends.
也许就像我们刚刚看到的那个瘸腿的人。
There may be doubts in your mind and
也许,
big questions.
也许在你的心里有怀疑,
Maybe your family would be an obstacle.
也许 你的家人是你的拦阻。
Perhaps your job and your work would prevent you from coming to Christ.
也许你的职位、你的工作拦阻你到耶稣基督的面前。
Old bad habits and sins of all description and kinds could obstruct your path, your block you from coming to the great physician.
还有就是不好的习惯，各种不同的罪孽，都会拦阻你，都会这个打断你到这一位大医生的面前。But
we're here this morning to urge you not to allow little obstacles to prevent you from coming to him.
但是我们今天早上在这个地方，求你们不要让这些东西来拦阻你到耶稣基督的面前。If
you must, then go to the roof if it's necessary and tear off the tiles to get to the Lord Jesus.
假如有必要的话，你就爬到屋顶上面去，把瓦击开，让你的朋友来帮助你到耶稣的面前。If
you have Christian friends, insist that they help you.
假如你有基督徒的朋友，你要请他们，坚决的请他们来帮助你。The
Lord Jesus is the only person.
耶稣基督是
He is the only one who can forgive sin.
And
perhaps today is your only opportunity. So don't lose this important opportunity. You can thank him just where you are. You can say, thank you, Lord, for coming and dying for me.
你可以说，主啊，我谢谢你，因为你来替我死。
I've come short of the mark of your glory.
我不能够达到你荣耀的那个标准。
And you paid the penalty and the price for my sin by dying on Calvary.
但是你为了我的罪，说，为了我要受的刑罚，你在加勒山上。
You can thank God for raising his son from the dead.
你可以感谢神，因为神把他的儿子让他从死里复活。
Christians have a living Savior, the great physician.
Yes, 基督徒有一个永生的救主，就是那位最伟大的医生。
And the reason for this meeting this morning is to introduce you to the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们今天早上 这个聚会的原因就是要介绍你们认识主耶稣。